Hi there, and welcome to the Homestead Education Podcast. Do you have a homestead, farm, or just dream of a rural life? This is a show to help you and your kids grow your own food and grow as a person. I'm your host, Cody Hanner. I'm a homesteader, homeschool mama six, and small town enthusiast. I was raised by an old school rancher and blessed by the grace of God to have been exposed to so much of what rural life has to offer. Join me every week to talk about homesteading, homeschooling, and growth with a homestead education. Hi guys, and welcome back to the Homestead Education Podcast. I just want to remind you that you can get all my homestead science books on my website for a new way of teaching agriculture to today's youth and aspiring homesteaders by focusing on small-scale farming and self-sufficiency. So if you are a school or co-op and need invoicing, please feel free to reach out to me directly. So, great start to today's podcast is the fact that I can't talk. No, just kidding. I have had a horrible cold for the last week, so I don't know. Maybe that's my excuse for not being able to talk. Maybe it is not. Let's just roll with it is. It has been a crazy couple of weeks around here, and I think I say that a lot. But I mean, if any of you watch this on YouTube regularly, you're like seeing the piles of stuff like just getting larger and larger behind me in my office. And I mean, there's really nothing I can do about it. Like, I can't even apologize because my my to-do list, my shipping, I mean, everything is just getting bigger this time of year. And my office is also my shipping department that currently my kids run. So even though I have some great self-sufficient kids that we're going to be getting into later, they are still teenagers, and they're not going to run a shipping department quite like I would. So yeah, there's that. But I also have some really great things coming over the next year, which include some more video courses to go with my books, some more books that are coming out, some more curriculum, some other types of resources that I'm really excited to be sharing with you guys. Nothing that I'm really putting out there quite yet. Some of them I have, like Homestead History, that will be coming out in the fall, come you know what or high water, because it was supposed to be out last fall, and I had some holdups in my creation, and so I am working very heavily on that right now. So, but there's going to be some things that'll be coming out hopefully before that. And I've just kind of learned at this point, I don't want to talk about things that are coming out until they're ready because my life is really hectic. So that was just kind of my raw update on who I am and kind of what's going on in my life. My husband has been working some crazy hours. Our homestead is, you know, it's spring. We got stuff happening. I could go down the list. I mean, maybe some of you are excited to hear about those types of things on a homestead podcast. We are pulling down the fence on our big garden. We have two gardens. So we have a small one that we call our kitchen garden. It's really close to the house. I have raised beds. It's really easy for me to go and work. You know, just like in between, you know, Zoom calls and that type of stuff, I can just pop out there. I have a little rolling seat that I can, you know, go out and like, you know, pop in my headphones, listen to my favorite podcast, pull some weeds, and then like, you know, pop back in and do whatever I need to do in my workday. And it doesn't really take a lot out of what I'm doing, which is really great. I plant a lot of my tomatoes and my greens, things that need a lot of maintenance from me. And then we have a big garden that has our more orchard style, plants like our raspberries and our grapes, apples, pears. And, then that's also where we do our potatoes, corn, squash, things like that, that, and like a lot of our beans, things that we have some big trellises out there. And that's something that my husband can go out and just plow with the big, like, plower. Yeah, that's the right word. That just sounded really funny. He can go out there and do that. You know, the kids can go out and plant that easily. I mean, of course, I'm out there helping too, but that's not one that I'm out there, like, hand weeding all the time. We kind of just keep up on the weeding right at the beginning. And then, like, the squash grows and, like, kind of overtakes the weeds. And we don't really do a lot of maintenance on that garden throughout the year. So, but the last couple of years, the fence on it has just, it was a like a deer fencing style fence, like that black plastic that had worked for a while, and it just was to the point where it wasn't working anymore. On a homestead, we always have pigs getting out, cows getting out, just stuff happening. And the last 2 years in a row, we had damage to our garden from pigs, cows, and a group of meat birds that got out. So it was just really time for a new fence. So we bought some posts off of Facebook. We actually haven't picked those up yet. We bought them last fall, but North Idaho weather, it snowed. Now it's mud season, but she's a friend of ours, so we're gonna just go pick them up when it's the right time. I have all the fencing, it's laying out there. And my son has been out there pulling all the deer fencing off, and then my husband's going to go out, and the two of them are going to pull the bad posts, put the new posts in, and then we're going to go ahead and get the fence up. But the dandelions came out this week, which folklore says we should have our potatoes in. So we're kind of like, oops, maybe we should kind of get going on our getting this garden ready to go. So we're probably going to be a little late on it, but it's just it's one of those things. And we're comfortable with that. So that's the big thing we have going on. We put the blade on the tractor and drug a few paddocks this week. And we're going to be moving all of our feeder pigs that have been living in the barn all winter out to the big paddocks. So we have several pigs that are going to be going for butcher here in the next couple months. People buy whole hogs off of us and we sell retail cuts. So we do have a few still available. So if you live in the Pacific Northwest area, North Idaho, and you're interested in buying a whole hog off of us, either to butcher yourselves or to send to a local butcher, please feel free and reach out to me, here or through info at hannerhomestead.com. I'll go ahead and link that in the show notes. And I should note that I'm going to do that because I get to chatting and I forget. So I'm going to go ahead and write that down. Something else, just getting, handling business. I recently wrote an article for Hillsider Magazine. It's a new quarterly homestead magazine, that is absolutely gorgeous. It is a collaborative magazine of articles of homestead educators, and that is available. Let's see, it came out April. Last week sometime. And it'll be available until April 22nd. And then it's just this quarter's magazine will not be available anymore. It is absolutely, like I said, absolutely beautiful, wonderful articles. Like I can't wait to dig into it myself. And anybody who orders it, you can get the digital or the physical or both. So that's really awesome. I know as homesteaders, we like to have something physical to read. So that's just amazing. So make sure, like I'll link that in the show notes as well. You don't want to miss out on that one while it's still here, because once it's gone, it's gone. But there is an option for an annual subscription. It's going to be, like I said, it's a quarterly magazine. So if you get the annual subscription, you save quite a bit. So that's pretty awesome. So now our topic for this week is self-sufficient kids. We aren't going to have a guest. You're going to be listening to me talk about a topic that is really near and dear to my heart and something that has been laid on mine and my husband's hearts. He actually thought about coming in and talking with me today, but it just didn't work out for our schedules. So something that I travel the country and talk at homestead and homeschool conferences on raising self-sufficient kids. And it's something that I kind of feel originally was like landed in my lap after writing Homestead Science. And it kind of began as actually Jill Winger, Old Fashioned on Purpose. She asked, invited me to come on her podcast to discuss what it was like raising teenagers on the homestead, because kind of this modern homestead movement, there was a lot of people who had younger children and were kind of getting started with the homestead movement with these younger kids. And it's, in a lot of ways, it's easier to get your kids on board when they're younger. There's the harder things, where you're like dealing with packing your kids around on a pack, or you have your toddler like, digging up your tomato plants as soon as you plant them, because I'm still in that part of life too. I have a 4-year-old. But we also have kids as old as 21. And she asked me to come on her podcast to talk about what it's like having these older kids on the homestead. And when we were discussing it, what really came out is not only did we have older kids, we have neurodivergent kids. We have kids with ADHD, we have one kid with oppositional defiance disorder, and that is as stressful as it sounds. And we're a blended family. Our two older sons lost their mother about a decade ago. I've been raising them ever since. And so, I mean, we kind of have this like unique position where we can come into the conversation, and it's not like we're this homestead family that started raising our kids on the homestead from day one, and we're going to come preach at you about how you should take your 16-year-old out of high school and put them right on the farm and expect them to start working and, take away their tablets and start homeschooling them and expect it to just be perfect, because it's not going to be. It's going to be a disaster. But what we can say is that we have kind of started at all different areas in life. We've dealt with the blended family. We've dealt with starting with preteen teenagers who have never really had that level of personal responsibility. And we've also, like when I was a single mom of my kid, my, I say my kids at this point, they're our kids, but for a while there, I was a single mom of my twins. And I was raising them in a different way than my husband had been raising his boys. And then now we have two together that we raise kind of completely differently than the other ones were raised. And it makes it where we have a lot of life experience. We have our own life experiences that we know, we were raised in a way that we know there's a lot of things that we can bring to the table in helping with this self-sufficient homestead kid conversation. And we also, because like I said, when I was invited onto Jill Winger's podcast, I kind of became a person that a lot of people started coming to saying, hey, like, you have this curriculum that is geared towards raising self-sufficient kids. You've been asked to come into a place where people are coming to you on how to raise self-sufficient kids. And I kind of had to reflect back on myself and say, am I the person for this conversation? And after a lot of personal reflection, I decided that I really felt like I was after what my husband and I had been through. The research that I had done, there's a long story that goes along with this, that is actually going into my book that will be out at some point, called Raising Self-Sufficient Children, An Honest Mom's Guide to Intentional Parenting. And in that, I have done a lot of research, and I have a knack for being able to take information and present it back in a way that is digestible to everyone. But what I realized in the conversations that I had with a lot of people, and I just want to like put it out there that like I took a few notes on what I wanted to say in this conversation with you guys today, but I'm kind of, it's building as I talk. So if it does feel a little kind of put together as I go, like pretend we're sitting on the couch having a conversation and it's flowing as we're talking, because I wish each and every one of you was here with me to have this conversation. But I started really reflecting on what self-sufficient kids were. And, what everybody's question was is, how do I get my kids to want to pursue this self-sufficient life with me? And, my first response was, they need the why behind it. which originally started with my books. The and that came from my experiences with my kids, that when they were not on board, they were excited about farming. When my husband got sick and we decided that we needed to start living this self-sufficient life where we wanted to be all natural, the kids were excited to have a farm. I mean, I don't know a lot of kids that aren't excited about having a farm unless they're really coming out of like a super like urban area. But like most kids coming out of a suburban, even a rural area that haven't been on a working farm before, they were kind of a little like shocked by the level of work that was going to be expected of them in order to have a full working farm. And at first, it was just like, you do it because I tell you to. And I realized really fast that that wasn't going to work with our kids. And in a lot of conversations that I've had in a lot of places, I realized that wasn't going to work with a lot of people's kids. And, you know, before we moved to the farm, we had done a lot of therapies, you know, with our older boys losing their mom and having, you know, some neurodivergent kids. And we kind of realized that that wasn't the route we wanted to take. But I knew that I didn't want to just drop therapy without doing the research that was required to go with it. So I kind of, we came into this place where we were like, all right, we have to figure out a way to have our kids want to be self-sufficient. And so we kind of, first of all, we started it because we didn't come into this the necessarily 100% the right way. And you know, they always say hindsight is 20/20, and I'm here able to talk to you guys with that hindsight's 2020. We kind of did it in two different ways that merged together at this point. And in a way, I would still do that the same way, but I would be definitely more intentional about it. And what I mean by intentional is you would not get on a plane without knowing your destination. I mean, at first it might seem like fun, but once you got there, there would be a lot of stress. So basically, what it is you have to figure out where you want to start, or you know, where you like where you want to end. And so where you have to start with that is you're not trying right off the bat to have kids that want to pursue this self-sufficient life. You're starting with you want to have kids that understand a self-sufficient life, that you want to have kids that know how to make educated decisions, how to problem solve, how to have self-motivation, and how to have personal responsibility. Then you can go into them understanding the why of whatever end goal that you're wanting to reach. So there's kind of like a two-part thing there. It's almost like elementary school, high school, and then like college. I don't know. Like, so elementary school is learning those basics of these values and these skills and abilities, and you know, creating a mindset where then the next level is them understanding why you need to pursue like a self-sufficient lifestyle, or maybe even, you know, in this case, because we're talking about homestead kids, we're going with that self-sufficient lifestyle, but you know, maybe it's why they need to pursue an MBA, or maybe why they need to save money to own a home. I mean, whatever it is that you're trying to instill in your kids, I think we a lot of, or our, I don't know, society kind of is taking those elementary years and kind of putting kids into like a factory school situation and then not expecting anything else of them outside of that. And at this point, what they need is they need that like executive decision making, that problem solving, the motivation, the personal responsibility during those years that they get through surprising things. I mean, they get those through chores, they get those through praise, they get that through outside play, they get it through all these things that we're realizing now that our children need. And then, you know, and then there's, you know, corrective actions that you can do if you have older kids. And I mean, I even do it with my younger kids too. You know, like if you do something wrong and that wastes my time, like now I'm going to use my time to fix whatever you've done to waste my time. And that's, like the personal responsibility and natural consequences. There's a big conversation of exactly how we break that down. But, basically what I'm getting at is, and I wish you could see my hands, like I'm doing like this three thing on my desk and you can't see that. But, and probably a lot of you are listening to this on a podcast, so you can't see it anyways. But, so you start out, you have to get this base level of, self-confidence and personal autonomy and all these things in this lower grade age level. And if you have to, like, do that in some of the older grades, there are some corrective things you can do. But then once they get to that age level of where you're pointing them in the direction that you want them to go into, which in this case, we're talking, homesteading, self-sufficiency, that ability to grow your own food, that ability of being able to rely on yourself, and to for your family to be able to rely on you, and for you to want that. And that's where you teach that why. And I kind of noticed that kids start asking why at about that third grade level, and it kind of stops like once they get about junior high. So you kind of like have to like lock into it there. But then from like junior high through high school, you're actually like teaching those, like they get, there's actually like a whole thought process on this. Like, if you follow classical teaching methods, I mean, I think there's like the logical stage and the grammar stage, logical stage and mastery stage or something like that. And I don't really follow, I haven't followed that. I just know what I have seen with children and where I kind of like base like the maturity level on my curriculums that I teach and how I focus this self-sufficient kid conversation. And it's that, they start getting into that why. And you just keep going with that why. Like you pique their interest. And once you've piqued their interest, then you lock in all the reasons behind it. And so, with that, the self-sufficiency piece, like they're in that junior high age, kind of they're like excited, oh, wow, like animals need water to be able to digest their food. Like that's really cool. So then they're at that age where they're like, oh, we have to make sure we water the animals every day so that they can digest their food because that's really important. And then when they get into high school, then you start teaching like the chemistry and the biology and the microbiology of why they need their water to actually digest their food and why it, they need it constant and it needs to be clean and all those types of things. And then that's where that personal responsibility comes in. It's not just an excitement. It's not just a why. It's a personal responsibility that whether they want to water them or not, they're going to do it because they just know that it has to happen. And I mean, that's kind of, it goes against something that I always teach, which is that chores are an obligation and responsibility is a privilege. And so they should feel privileged to be able to do this. But, the way their brains are going to work is, when it comes to these things, once they learn why it needs to happen, they're going to be less likely to say, why do I have to do that? They already know why they have to do that. But once, like with the little kids, they want the praise. When they get like in the middle-aged kids, like they start asking the why and then they get it. And then you get into that older kid and they get that deep why. And then they want the trust and they want you to trust them that they're going to do these things. And I kind of feel like I have gone really completely off topic for where I had planned on going, but I think that this was a really amazing thought process that I have been really wanting to share as far as where we're going with raising self-sufficient kids. And what it is that, 4 or 5 years ago, when everybody realized that we as a society weren't self-sufficient and we individually weren't self-sufficient, we panicked and we all ran out and we learned how to bake bread and we learned how to can and we started following influencers online that had more time on their hands to do the research and figure out how to can and figure out how to, make sourdough. And then they took the time to make videos and put together how-tos and all those things on how to be more self-sufficient. And we've taken in all that information. And then all of a sudden, it's like, wait a second, what about the kids? Because we didn't have great grandma's recipes. We also aren't getting great grandma's tips on how to raise kids. And that is just as important. And I'm not sitting here saying I'm an expert. I'm saying that the calling to teach common sense, to teach self-sufficiency to our next generation of kids has been put on my heart and has been entrusted upon me within our community. And so I have been doing the research, I have been building the community. I'm putting the information together for you guys. And this week, I am hosting a challenge on Instagram to help build a homesteading community that is launching an actual homesteading community. It is a monthly community that you guys can be members of. I'm going to have monthly Zooms. There's going to be book clubs. There's going to be a place for homesteading dads, forums where we can talk about our triumphs and challenges of raising homestead kids. There's going to be a lot of information there on how to deal with problems with kids on the homestead, guest speakers, all sorts of things. As founding members, if you guys sign up before May 1st, it's only $9 a month. I just simply wanted to be able to provide a platform to be able to provide all this information to you guys and have a safe place where you're not getting eaten alive on social media when you come on and want to talk about how to get your kids to do chores on the homestead, where to celebrate your kid getting their first buck, those types of things that. There just isn't a safe place for that on social media anymore. Where you're not getting censored and those types of things. So yeah, like I said, I want to keep the prices super affordable. It's simply there to provide this base community for you guys, where I can help guide this amazing information that I'm pulling in, and you guys can share your advice and have a place to be. So, if you'd like more information on that, the link is thehomesteadeducation.com/homesteading-kids-community. I will be linking that in the show notes. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Like I said, I kind of got on and just spoke from the heart, but hopefully it spoke to your heart. Hope to see everybody in the community. If you catch this episode this week, every day in Instagram, on Instagram, I'll be hosting lives on just our journey of raising self-sufficient kids. So thank you so much, and I hope to see everybody there.
Did you enjoy today's episode? If so, please head over to your favorite podcast player and leave a comment and review. This helps me to know what you're enjoying and helps others find an episode that can help them. Thank you for joining me today at The Homestead Education, and I hope that I have given you something to think about this week. To help others find me, please comment and leave a review on your favorite podcast player. You can also follow me on Facebook at The Homestead Education and Instagram at homestead_education. Do you have questions that you would like answered or just want to say hi? Please email me at hello@thehomesteadeducation.com. Until next time, keep growing!